Discipline is an important part of raising children. That's why God disciplines us. Here's Pastor Al Pittman.
We realize, no, he's the Father who is in heaven, and he has to discipline us. We're shocked. Shocked that I should go through a trial. Shocked that God would discipline me, because he's your daddy. He's your father. Sometimes we think, well, oh, grandfather who art. No, oh, father. You know, dad will put a hand on you if he has to. Amen. I know my daddy would, but he's my father. That was his job. And so we need to see him in all of his splendor and majesty, yes, but with reverence, because he is our father. And that is what the psalmist is writing about here. Our father who is clothed in honor and majesty and in light.
Dwelling place, dwelling place.
Hello and welcome to The Dwelling Place with Pastor Al Pittman. Today we continue to direct our thoughts toward the attributes of our great and awesome God. We find a few of them described for us in Psalm 104. This psalm's author expressed his amazement at God's creation and his providence. There are some wonderful things for us to consider as we understand that God knows everything about us, our past, present, and future, our actions, words, and even our thoughts. Here's Al Pittman to get us started in this wonderful psalm.
The psalmist here in Psalm 104 is facing a time of great trouble. In a time of great trouble, he seeks to put things in perspective by reflecting on the greatness of God in nature. You know, if you ever lose sight of how great God is, drive over here to the church, sit on the patio, if it's not snowing, and look out at Pikes Peak. See how great, how majestic our God is. All we need to do is take a close look at nature. You don't have to do that. Just go lay in your front yard. You know, neighbors will think you're weird, but just lay there and just get down there and look at the grass and all the things that how God has created all these things. How great is our God? From the smallest to the greatest thing, God has created all these things. He is nature itself declares, the Bible says, his glory. You know, when we travel, my wife and I or family, we go up to the mountains. I'm always reminded of God's majesty, his splendor, his awesome power, and just we live in a beautiful part of the country. We take this for granted. You know, it's like people who live with beachfront property. You just take it for granted, you know, and you go, wow, this is awesome. You live right here on the beach. And they go, yeah, we like it. You know, it's like, you know, it's no big deal to them, but like we're like freaking out. But people come here and they see the mountains, they see this church is located, and we've got one of the best views in the city, if not the state, of the mountains. And all we just take it for granted, drive up here, you know, grumbling, you know, and have a bad day or whatever, go out there, see the mountains, and don't even miss the beauty, the majesty that is all around us. But sometimes we go up to the mountains, my wife and I, or the family, and I'm just always in awe. Just you never get tired of it, you know. And it's such a blessing. One time years ago, we were driving up into the mountains and we came around a corner. And I think a sign said something along the lines of, this view presented to you by the Colorado National Forest Service. Someone took the liberty of scribbling underneath the sign, with a little help from God. I'll never forget that. I thought, yeah, amen. We forget how majestic and how awesome our God is, that he's given us this and created all these things. If you ever lose sight or perspective of who God is, look at his creation. And so this is what the psalmist is doing here. David declared in Psalm 24, verse 1, he said, the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. God is to be praised. He is majestic. He is to be honored. He is awesome. He is powerful. And we see that in his creation. Verses 1 to 4, Psalm 104, the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angel spirits his ministers, that is his servants, a flame of fire. And here the psalmist is speaking again of the greatness of God. Another reason why we ought to say, bless the Lord, O my soul. We saw that in Psalm 103 where the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Here's another reason to bless the Lord. Before we bless the Lord, O my soul, Psalm 103, and forget not his benefits, but here, bless the Lord, O my soul, not so much for his benefits, but for who he is. Who he is. The focus is on the Lord. And we get a real sense, if you will, of the majestic presence of God from these first four verses as he speaks about how God is clothed in honor and majesty and he's clothed in light and all of that. We get a real sense of the majestic presence of God, whom we call Father. Isn't that a wonderful thing that we can call God Father? The one whom we must fear and revere. He is our Father, but we must fear him. We must revere him. Someone once wrote, they said, we want, in fact, not so much a father in heaven as a grandfather in heaven, a senile benevolence who, as they say, liked to see young people enjoying themselves and whose plan for the universe was simply that it might be truly said at the end of each day, a good time was had by all, close quote. I don't want God to be my father. I want him to be my grandfather, you know, and being a grandfather, I understand that a little bit better now. The reverence that a child holds toward grandpa is often different. They revere grandpa, but it's a different reverence than they have for father. And grandpas like to spoil the grandkids, but fathers have to take on more of an authoritative role and sometimes be the bad guy. But granddads, boy, we're just good all the time. You know, my young grandson, Deshaun, comes and pops in my office sometimes, and granddaddy's glad to see me, and always got to have to give him a couple of vitamins, in other words, candy, and he loves it. Every time you're around grandpa, it's all sweet, and it's good, and, you know, it's whatever you want to do, and that's the kind of God we want, you know. Amen. We don't want a father in heaven. We want a grandfather in heaven sometimes. Someone who's always got a pocket full of change to give you or candy in his pocket to give to you. A good time had by all. And thus, sometimes when we realize, no, he's the Father who is in heaven and he has to discipline us, we're shocked. Shocked that I should go through a trial. Shocked that God would discipline me because he's your daddy. He's your father. Sometimes we think, well, grandfather who art. No, oh, father. You know, dad will put a hand on you if he has to, amen. And, you know, I know my daddy would. And he's my father. That was his job. And so we need to see him in all of his splendor and majesty, yes, but with reverence because he is our father. And that is what the psalmist is writing about here, our father who is clothed in honor and majesty and in light. In verses 5 to 26, here we have God, the Father of all creation. And the psalmist says in verse 5, you have laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. You know, the waters, God said to the waters, stop. You will go no further and establish the land, mass as we know it, now. And he sends the springs into the valleys. Verse 10, they flow along the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them, the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills with his upper chambers, and the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work, that is the work of God. Verse 14, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle, the vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nests. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high hills are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness, and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roam after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together, lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. Oh, Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. This great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things, both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is Leviathan, that is a large sea creature. They believe the means here in Hebrew, in the Hebrew language, of unknown identity. And so a large sea creature, he says, there is that Leviathan. People think, well, it's the Loch Ness Monster, I don't know, which you have made to play there.
We'll pause right here for a few moments, but Pastor Al will return shortly with the second half of today's study in Psalm 104. The Dwelling Place is a listener-supported radio outreach. I'm sure you've noticed that Pastor Al rarely, if ever, mentions finances here on The Dwelling Place. He believes very strongly in that wonderful saying, where God guides, God provides. If you'd like to partner with us financially, we would very much appreciate it. There are also ways you can support this ministry that don't involve finances. Praying for us is one way, and perhaps the most important way. Please pray that people struggling through the coronavirus pandemic would be led to listen to The Dwelling Place, and that the Word of God would become real in their lives as they listen to the messages Pastor Al shares. You can also bless us by telling a friend about The Dwelling Place and inviting them to listen. God is the Father of all creation. That's the theme we see running throughout this beautiful psalm, Psalm 104. Here's Pastor Al with more.
All these things that God had created, God is the Father of all creation. We see first in verses 5 to 18 that He is the creator of the whole earth. In 5 to 18, He maintains the earth. And there are three ways in which He maintains the earth that we see here in the text in Psalm 104. And that is, He establishes the earth. Verse 5, you have laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. And I always just get a kick out of the fact that people think that with global warming and all that, somehow we are going to save our own planet. I'm here to tell you that God will maintain this planet. Not that we should be disrespectful or abuse the planet or throw trash out of our cars or going on the highway and all that kind of stuff, you know. Pastor Al said God's going to take care of it. He'll pick it up. No, I didn't say that. Sir, why are you littering? My pastor said God would do it. He'd take care of it. No. But the reality is that with all the things we've done to destroy this planet, with the atom bomb and the nuclear weapons and nuclear plants that have, you know, Chernobyl and all these other things, yet God maintains the earth because He has a plan. And so it is God that we ought to be looking to, that we ought to take care of the environment and all of that. But, you know, ultimately looking to God to take care and to maintain, realizing He maintains His planet. And He not only establishes the earth, but He satisfies the earth. He satisfies the earth. You know, we can't reproduce anything. The world just the soil and all that, the sky and all that, the sea. I mean, God satisfies the earth. There's nothing that we can make that's man-made that can replace what God has already made, really. It's always a poor substitute. Verse 13, He waters the hills from His upper chambers, and the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. And then verses 14 and 15 is where I want to say He provides for the earth. Basically the same thing, but God provides fruitfulness in the earth in verses 14 and 15 for not only the animals, but also for mankind. So God takes care of His own planet. And the heavens, He's not only the God of the earth, but He's also God of the heavens, the celestial creation. In verses 19 to 23, He's talking about the moon and the sun, and He says He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. And you make darkness, and it is light, and all those things. And lions come out at night and hunt, and men come out in the daytime when the sun arises. Verse 22, they gather together and lie down in the dens, the lions do, but then man goes out, verse 23, to his work and to his labor until the evening. So all these things, you know, the Lord has provided. He has created the heavens, the sun, moon, the stars, and all of that. And he's also not only created the earth and the heavens, but he also has created the sea. Verse 24 says, "Oh, how manifold are your works and wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, this great and wide sea in which are innumerable teeming things." All those things. You know, we know more about, you know, space in some ways than we know about what's dwelling in the bottom of the sea. And there's so many things that we don't know about that God has created in the sea. But all those things the Lord has created in the sea is possesses innumerable, it says, teeming things, living things, both small and great. All these things the Lord has created. He's the God of all splendor, the God of all creation. All that we see in the heavens, in the universe, in the mountains, in the sea, God has created it all. And we need to be reminded of that. Reminded of that, that this is, you know, everything around us, God has made. You know, to get perspective on the fact that our God reigns over all things, that he's a God that is a creator of all things that we see here on earth. And so thank God for the mountains. Thank God for the next time you go to the ocean, for the ocean and all that. Just don't get out there and almost drown in it like I did. But just, you know, all those things we can give God praise for because he is our Father, yes, but a Father creator. And so the psalmist draws attention to that very fact here, that he is a creator of all. Verses 27 to 30. He says, now, these things, all these wait for you. In other words, all these things are dependent upon God. All these things wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. And then in verse 28, what you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. All things, Lord God, hope in you. All things depend or wait, they hope in the Lord. All creation is dependent, Lord, upon you to sustain it. When you think about it, that is so true. If it doesn't rain, then the flowers don't grow, the animals don't get water or whatever. All things really, in essence, wait upon the Lord and trust in him. And in today's, I think, economic climate, that we'll be talking about the economy for a little while, this rest of this year and probably all next year maybe. But in today's economic climate, we need to learn from nature's dependence upon God. We can learn from nature. How it depends upon the Lord. I believe that we live in a time when the foundation of America is being shaken. You know, I sometimes listen to the news and I go, what? You know, I mean, I've been hearing the Lord's coming for all these years, and I know the Lord's coming, but sometimes you go, yeah, I know the Lord's coming, you know. And then you hear something in the news just kind of like, huh? But that's right out of the book of Revelation. I was listening to the news the other day, and they're talking about how the European countries can't come together with this, you know, light of the bailout that we have and all that. And one of the, you know, pontificators, the commentators, whatever, just made the comment that what they really need is they need someone, just somebody, a person, to bring them all together. If you know your eschatology, the Bible talks about the Antichrist coming to power and how there would be a 10-nation confederation formed in Europe. And then China is asking and chiming for the fact that, you know, or you know, promoting the fact that we need a one world currency. And the Bible said without the number 666, no one could buy, sell, or do anything. Out of necessity, maybe the $700 billion bailout, we're going to have to form a one world government. We're going to have a one world currency. Europe's going to have a 10-nation confederation. And all of this, folks, is leading to the return of Jesus Christ. Get ready. Amen? Now, we can ignore it. We say, oh, Pastor, you're just exaggerating. You know. It's not going to happen, you know. But something's up. And I believe God is shaking the foundation of America right now. You want to get America's attention, start messing with people's pocketbooks. I mean, 9/11 was bad. Yeah, oh, that's bad. Oh, let's go to church, you know, for about a week, and that all faded away, you know. But boy, you start messing with folks' money, you got some problems. And it gets everybody's attention. And I don't think, and I'm not trying to scare anybody. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think we've seen the worst yet. And I think as believers, we ought to be working on, because I'm not debt-free yet, but we ought to be working on getting out of debt, simplifying our lives, because something's coming. And even if it doesn't come, get out of debt anyway. Amen. Jesus, 20 years later, the Lord didn't come, but we're debt-free. Hey, praise the Lord. It's a win-win. Amen. So, you know, we need to be, I believe we're living in that time. And so we need to, I'm so glad for the word of God. I'm so glad for the words of Jesus. And I want us to just consider his words again tonight. I know you've heard this before, but you know what? Let's hear it again. Matthew chapter 6. If you'll turn there, hold your place in Psalm 104. We'll come back to it. The words of our Lord. He reminds us, and he uses as an illustration nature itself to remind us that it's going to be all right. Regardless of what kind of economic crash or depression, people are talking about the D word. Talking about depression now. And that was something we learned about in history, and in our we used to laugh at our parents, some of us, and some of us our grandparents who, you know, I mean, my father, my mother-in-law, even now today, you know, she lived through that time, and hey, boy, you better eat all your food on your plate. You don't waste nothing, because they went through that time where it was hard to get a meal. And so, you know, she'll get on me. I'm 52 years old, but if she's sitting at my house eating and I don't eat all my food, I can't leave the table until I've eaten all my food. Amen. I'm 52 years old in my own house. I can't leave the table. I mean, you know, but anyway, out of respect, Mrs. Moon, I did eat all my food. See there? And she's always proud of me when I do that. But that, you know, that is, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got parents or grandparents like that. They just have that depression mentality. You know, they're saving everything. You know, boy, bring them bridges over here. I'll sew those up. You know, and like, you know, I mean, they're just real frugal and careful about their money, and they don't trust banks. Amen.
We hope that you've been blessed and challenged and encouraged by today's message from Pastor Al's series Through the Psalms. If you'd like to hear this message again, you can listen, watch, or download with a simple click. Just go to cwccs.org and click the Messages tab at the top of the page. And while you're checking out our website, be sure to download the Calvary Worship Center app for your device and take Pastor Al wherever you go. The Dwelling Place is also available at oneplace.com, and you can find One Place on the internet and with a search on your Alexa or Google Play-enabled device. And I would also like to ask you to take a few moments today to send Pastor Al an email and let him know that you enjoy The Dwelling Place on this station. That would be a great encouragement to Pastor Al and all of us here at The Dwelling Place. You can also share a prayer request with us, and we'll count it a privilege to pray for you. Just send an email to amen@cwccs.org. Let me also remind you in closing that The Dwelling Place is a listener-supported outreach. We count on your support to keep this radio ministry going and growing. If you'd like to join our support team with a one-time gift or on a regular monthly basis, you can do so at our website, cwccs.org, or by texting the word GIVE to 719-354-2778. If you live in the Colorado Springs area and are looking for a church home, or you'll be visiting the area in the future, we invite you to come join us for worship here at Calvary Worship Center at either our Creekside or Westside campus. I want to remind you that we're limiting the number of seats in compliance with social distancing directives. You'll find directions and the current schedule we have for limited access live services at cwccs.org. And no matter where you are, you can watch our services via live streaming right there at our website. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and join us next time for The Dwelling Place with Pastor Al Pittman, presented by Calvary Worship Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado.